Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon, and today I want to talk about some questions that you can easily use to get people to listen to you. And, you know, this is something that I know what it's like. You know, sometimes you're so excited about your opportunity or your network marketing company or, you know, maybe an update that just happened, you know, within your comp plan or something like that. And all we want, we just want someone to listen to us. We just want someone to, you know, if they would just hear me out, they would have an interest too. Well, it's hard to force someone. It's hard to, you know, duct tape someone to a chair and make them listen to you and, you know, put, you know, toothpicks underneath their eyes to force them to watch the opportunity. But it's actually easy to get people to listen to you if you focus on them. And so here are some questions that you can ask. You know, the standard, you probably have already heard many of the standard, you know, cold market questions. You know, what do you do? Where are you from? How long have you been doing that? These are all good questions for cold market people. And I'm also going to cover some questions on warm market. And this is a fairly short audio, by the way, but you can feel free to listen to this over and over and over to help you get better. And I'll tell you, if you master what's in this very short audio, you're actually going to get a lot more people listening to you. And if you get more people listening to you, then you're going to have more signups, because in network marketing, it is just a numbers game. You get eyeballs on a presentation, there's going to be people that resonate with. But first, you got to get them to listen to you. And so, and by the way, I'm pulling some of this information from my sponsoring product. It's at mysponsoringsecrets.com. And in there, I go into a technique called questioning velocity. But I'm just going to share with you for free today some of the different questions that you can use. So for cold market, you know, where are you from? You know, how long have you lived there? Is that where you're originally from? You know, where do you currently live? What do you do? How did you get into it? What do you like about that job or occupation? What don't you like? What do you wish you could change? You know, these are all good questions to open up. And here's what you're doing, too, is you're storing in your data banks, you're storing information that will actually help you sell them. That will actually help you get them interested in your network marketing opportunity. And so for your warm market, you know, you can ask them different questions. And, you know, the number one question that that I think you can ask people is, you know, asking them why. You know, ask them the question why. You know, hey, how are things going in real estate today, Bob? Well, you know, they're kind of, you know, why? Why are they down? Why are they up? You know, has things changed? Have people been affected? Or other realtors, are they having the same kind of thing? And these are just little examples that you can use, you know, to get people talking to you. And I'll tell you, you know, like I said in the blog post, if you get, you know, if you appear more interested than trying to be interesting, then you're going to build rapport with them. And they're going to be more likely to listen to you when the timing is right. And so, you know, one of the things that you can do with people is, you know, just set a goal of just only asking questions. And here's a great way to do it. And I've tested this. Okay, next time you're on a plane, set in your mind that you're going to say as little about yourself as possible, and you're going to ask them questions the entire ride. And see what kind of rapport you have by the end of your trip. It's amazing. You know, by default, we don't do this. You know, hardly anybody does this. All right. But if you really set the intention and you say, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, ask questions, I'll tell you will build such an amazing rapport. They will hunger to know more about you. They will. At some point, they're going to be like, man, well, tell me more about yourself. And that's when you can use something that I call the indirect hook. You know, I could say, well, you know what? I actually, what I do is my company helps cure the financial sickness in this country and in this world by helping people set themselves up for retirement through our asset development program. Now, and here's the indirect hook part. Now, you said that you did mainly real estate. Is it mainly high end, or where is there certain locations, or how would I know that I have someone that you might want to talk to? See how you did that? That's an indirect hook. And so that's when you say something interesting about yourself, but you roll it right back and ask them another question to try to divert the focus. And sometimes people will stop you in your tracks and be like, whoa, wait a minute, asset development program, and they'll ask you for more details. So let me ask you this. Did that get people to listen to you? Of course it did. And, not being addicted to the outcome. Will you have, a 5-minute conversation and they roll back to you and ask you questions? Not all the time. But if you do enough of this, you're going to have rapport with so many people so quickly. It's so easy to make a shift from being absolutely non-influential to being massively influential and persuasive. And, understand that your credentials, that doesn't matter. That means you're trying to be interesting. Okay, you can do this when you don't have any results. In fact, you probably should, because if you don't follow what I'm suggesting in this audio and in this blog, you may never get those results. And so I hope that this helps you. This is just a quick audio for you. I'm here in Vegas. I'm attending this Cold Market Mastermind with Eric Worre, and look forward to notes from me that I learned today in the classes. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.